98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. We have the story.
Man shot by Wichita police has first court appearance. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council could soon do something that hasn't been done in over 30 years. We'll tell you what that is coming up.
A ceasefire continues between Israel and Iran after days of strikes.
A very bumpy run-up to that ceasefire. Wave after wave of Iranian ballistic missiles targeting Israel. In fact, one hit and four people were killed. Israel was getting in its last licks too, hitting Iranian military sites. All this got President Trump a bit annoyed, but later, Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the president and the U.S. role in the mission. Now, while Israel said it would abide by the ceasefire, it also noted if there were any violations by Iran, they would respond.
That's Fox's Greg Palkett reporting.
A man shot by a Wichita police officer was in Sedgwick County District Court yesterday, charged with multiple crimes. Police say 31-year-old Daniel Gabor attacked a woman in a car last week. When officers arrived, the suspect tried to drive off and was shot by an officer. That suspect has since recovered and has been booked into jail, his bond set at $250,000.
The Wichita City Council looked at next year's proposed budget at a workshop meeting Tuesday and found some possible good news for taxpayers.
The city's general fund was projected to be short by $2 million next year, but proposed adjustments and higher property tax revenue from the county puts the general fund in the black. As a result, the city could potentially lower the mill levy for the first time in over 30 years by half a mill. Councilmember Brandon Johnson, who has argued for increasing the city's mill levy, is not in favor of a cut.
I think the impact to local government going forward will be greater. I don't see councils, again, we're looking at reducing a mill levy, not raising a mill levy. And over time, I think that's going to be harmful to a lot of the services that citizens want.
The city says for a $260,000 home, their property tax would be around $15 lower. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner, part of a delegation of local and state officials who attended the 55th Paris Air Show this month. Meitzner tells KNSS News Wichita's reputation as the air capital is well known.
The air capital of the world in the Wichita area and for Kansas, it is a brand that resonates. I mean, there's a lot of even some jealousy that why are we considered the air capital of the world? But it's pretty impressive.
Pete Meitzner commenting on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
An inmate at the Reno County Correctional Facility was found dead in his cell. The sheriff's office says 40-year-old Joshua Ledbetter was found unresponsive during a routine check early Tuesday. Ledbetter had been booked into the facility April 30th on charges of electronic indecent solicitation of a child. The KBI is investigating.
Polls closed last night in New York for the Democratic mayoral primary. One candidate ahead of the pack, Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
33-year-old state lawmaker Zohran Mamdani is the clear frontrunner, with his most formidable opponent, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, appearing to concede. So Mamdani would become the city's first Muslim mayor if he wins in November. Mamdani denies accusations of anti-Semitism. He does, though, call himself a democratic socialist and was endorsed by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former DNC Vice Chair David Hogue, but not the New York Times. The winner of the primary will face off against the current Democratic Mayor Eric Adams, who decided to run as an independent.
If Mamdani does not get at least 50% of the vote, the primary would move to ranked choice voting.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a big Wichita sports birthday today. We'll get to that coming up in sports.
Artificial intelligence could soon run its own robots. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
Great.
KNSS News time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. A gas station clerk in Alabama shot and killed a teenager who was attempting to rob the store early Saturday morning. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says a 17-year-old boy was shot while attempting to rob a Lucky 7 gas station in Pritchard, Alabama. Teenager was shot in the right side of his chest and ran away from the scene. He was later pronounced dead by medical personnel. The suspect was found wearing a hoodie, mask, and orange gloves. He also had a pistol next to his body. That's according to police.
This could be the day President Trump gets his wish after demanding NATO allies rely less on American military power.
Big day for the head of NATO.
I'm excited, but to a level where I can still control it.
Getting Europe and Canada to spend more money, says Secretary General Mark Rutte, is number one on the agenda, and he believes it wouldn't be happening had President Trump not been re-elected.
Given the threat from the Russians, given the international security situation, there is no alternative. We've got to do this.
President Trump says Spain is a problem as it won't commit to the target of spending 5% of GDP on defence. The Spanish insist they can meet their commitments despite spending much less. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Artificial intelligence could soon run its own robots.
Google DeepMind now has an artificial intelligence designed to run on a robot. Not simply run a robot, but be installed to the robot. It's called Gemini Robotics on Device, and it can control a robot's movement in order to perform automated and autonomous tasks. When installed on a type of two-arm device from Franka Robotics, it was able to handle objects and tackle tasks it had previously not been trained to do, like assembling things. Google says having the AI installed directly to the robot helps to decrease the lag time between command and execution. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Several people could be charged with a hate crime for destroying pride flags in Atlanta.
Atlanta police say three men and a juvenile could be charged with a hate crime after they pulled down pride flags and cut them up in the city's Midtown neighborhood at an intersection known as the center of the city's LGBTQ plus community. Two 18-year-olds and a 17-year-old were taken into custody. A 16-year-old was also arrested. All four are charged with obstruction, criminal damage to property, conspiracy, and prowling. Atlanta Police Sergeant Brandon Hayes says they're looking for two other suspects.
We've got some pretty good leads. As far as video surveillance, there's video of the incident. We're still looking into more, see what video we can gather to the local community.
Police have also cited the 16-year-old's father for failing to supervise his son. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic heavy enough now that things are starting to slow down in that construction area up by the North Junction, especially southbound I-135 and the ramp to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS. Oh, just Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. You know, we're looking like we're going to have some more hot weather today, but no amount of heat around Wichita or Kansas, for that matter, compares to what they're having back on the East Coast. My goodness. You know, seeing those temperatures up around 100 degrees. I went looking yesterday because I wondered how often is New York City hitting 100 degrees before Wichita does in a summer season. And I found six other years where that has happened. So if it feels unusual that New York City has hit 100 before the air capital, well, it has happened before. And once again today, record-setting temperatures on the East Coast. We're looking at 92. That's basically what we had yesterday. And some afternoon clouds, a breeze from the south, but no threat of any storms today. That means if you're headed down to the Wichita wind surge game this evening, you won't need any kind of rain gear. And then overnight, 72 for the low. We're headed for a high near 90 tomorrow. And the chance for some isolated storms returning after about 4 o'clock tomorrow. So late in the afternoon and during the early evening, we'll be looking at a chance of storms, maybe some heavy rainfall. Then Friday, once again, isolated storms possible, not likely on a big scale, but there is a chance for some rain with highs still in the low 90s. Just glancing ahead to what we might have around the 4th of July holiday, looking at highs that will be in the upper 80s to near 90. And right now, I think the holiday next week may have some more chances for rain coming up. We're at 74 in Wichita with sunshine this morning.
That's your forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
That part of the United States, the northeast corner up there, not accustomed to those high temperatures, I guess, huh?
No, they really aren't. Fortunately, after today, though, just about everything that I've looked at shows a cooling down. So they'll be back in the 70s and 80s after today. But it's been like a 3 or 4 day heat wave for the East Coast. We may get our turn at temperatures like that coming up the week after the 4th of July, but certainly not going to be happening next
week. I was thinking, just before you said that, I was thinking, you know, that second week in July, I think, is when we set a few records several years ago. So
yeah, and I think there's a good chance after the 4th we're headed for highs near 100.
All right, thank you, Ross. Thanks for being with us this morning. That is, of course, the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS. This is Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. On this date, 16 years ago, 2009, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died within hours of each other. A couple of very well-known celebrities. On the same day they died. How about that?
Who was that?
Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, within hours of each other. Yeah.
Birthday today, Sonia Sotomayor is 71, the third woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. She is 71 years old today. All right, I see here. Oh, I want to talk about ICE holding around 59,000 detainees now. It's a record high, with nearly half lacking a criminal record and fewer than 30% convicted of crimes. ICE has averaged around 1,200 daily arrests in June, nearly double the average during the first 100 days of Trump's second administration. The 59,000 detainee number is a 50% increase from the last days of the Biden administration, mainly driven by ICE arrests in the U.S. interior. Trump administration says has vastly expanded who is subject to being detained by ICE, reversing limits placed by previous administrators. Now, the administration's intent, that's a lot of people, and I wonder whether they're housing them in local jails or something.
That was exactly the question I was thinking about.
I mean, they're talking about making the alligator Alcatraz down in some airstrip down in Florida in the middle of the Everglades. And I guess that'll hold about, I think I said 5,000. And it's going to be some really not very good housing, I'm sure. Portable packing crates or something. But they've taken in a lot of people. Now, either that's the reason that the border, I'm sure that's the biggest reason why nobody's coming across the border right now. And that's good. But now we've got, it's like when we always say, we're going to get tough on crime. So we're going to arrest more people. What happens then? You put them in jail. What happens to jail? It overcrowds. I mean, there's a process that goes through that when you start detaining people. So we'll see what comes. Maybe get through there and get some people in there and find out who's harmless and who's not and take care of, going to have to take care of them one at a time.
Yeah. But when you got that many,
yeah,
it's going to gum up the court. Yeah, it's not like you can expedite that quickly, 59,000 people. That's a lot of court cases.
Today is Steve and Ted show number 6,957. I got out the little calculator on my laptop here, and I did some figuring today, Ted. Comes out to 41,742 newscasts over the year.
Whoa! And 20, you put together like 99% of those.
And 20,871 sports updates.
Oh, I did a lot of those.
Yeah, and I didn't even figure in traffic and weather reports over the years. But, there's just some of the numbers as we head toward our goal of 7,000 Steve and Ted shows. And we'll keep after it the rest of this week at least. 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. Hey, we'll start out with minor league baseball last night. Beginning the second half of the season, the Wichita Wind Surge 1-0 in first place after shutting out the first half champ. The Springfield Cardinals 3-0 downtown at Equity Bank Park last night to start out a six-game series. Making his home debut for the Wind Surge, last year's first-round draft pick by the Minnesota Twins out of Kansas State. Shortstop Kalen Culpepper, he hit his first double-A home run last night at Equity Bank Park. 2,700 fans on hand. Three solo home runs for the Wind Surge, a 3-0 win. As the Wind Surge bullpen finished up in fine fashion. Springfield went 0 for 13 at the plate to end the game against the Wichita bullpen.
Wow, nice. Calm down.
Four pitchers combined on a five-hit shutout. Wichita is now 1-0 in the second half in first place. Springfield and Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Equity Bank Park on Wet Nose Wednesday. Everybody bring your dogs to the ballpark tonight. It's always a fun night when that happens. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, after a day off, beginning a homestand at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. A rough night for the Royals. You heard it on KFH.
The Royals' home woes in June continued last night as the Tampa Bay Rays took the series opener 5-1 over KC. The Royals are still looking for their first June win at home, even as their road win total the past 2 months has been among the best in baseball. Rays catcher Danny Jansen hit a two-run homer in the second inning to give Tampa Bay a 2-0 lead. Starter Chris Bubich allowed four runs over six innings, but only two earned runs, his team-leading 10th quality start.
And the Rays won that game 5-1. The Royals have lost eight straight home games. Haven't won a home game in June. The Royals, in fact, started out the game 0-17 at the plate. So didn't get any offense going last night. Another loss. Tampa Bay at the Royals tonight. Listen live to that game at 6:30 this evening. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. St. Louis Cardinals win again. They are red hot. Cardinals win at home at Busch Stadium, beat the first place Chicago Cubs 8-7. Cardinals have now won seven of their last eight games. Tonight, and well, we just wrapped up the pro basketball season, the Oklahoma City Thunder with their victory parade yesterday. And now, tonight, already, we've got the NBA draft.
It wasn't long ago that the Dallas Mavericks moved on from a generational talent when they sent Luka Doncic to the Lakers in a stunning trade. Now, Dallas has the opportunity to start over with another franchise cornerstone. The Mavericks will select first in tonight's NBA draft, with former Duke superstar Cooper Flagg the expected prize. Flagg was the best player in college basketball as a freshman, leading the Blue Devils in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks on the way to the Final Four. The Spurs will select second, with Dylan Harper of Rutgers expected to head to San Antonio. San Antonio will be followed by the 76ers, Hornets, and Jazz. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, got the NBA draft tonight. Two teams in Texas with the first two picks there. Happy birthday today. This is one of the biggies. Happy birthday to Wichita football legend Curtis McClinton. Is 86 years old today. Born in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Played high school for Wichita North for the Redskins. At KU then, he was a football and track star. Later became a star running back for the Kansas City Chiefs in the pros. He was the AFL Rookie of the Year. In Super Bowl I, he was the first AFL player to ever score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. More than a half century after leaving the game, he is still in the top 10 all-time in rushing yards for the Chiefs.
How old is he today?
86.
Wow.
He is in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. He is in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Wichita sports legend out of Wichita North High School, Curtis McClinton. His birthday, he's 86 today.
I have a photo with him. I met him at North High one time several years ago. And Luke is with me, my grandson. He's about 3 years old. Now he's 22. So I'm going to see if I can get that put that on Facebook this morning. Yeah. Great guy. He's fun to talk to.
Oh, yeah. He's
good,
a legend.
Great athlete.
Yes. Curtis McClinton. It's his birthday. He's 86 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. How about that? Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. A new COVID variant is on the rise. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 74 degrees now. Seven Israeli soldiers have been killed in Gaza.
The soldiers died on Tuesday afternoon in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. Their armored vehicle was struck by an explosive. More than 400 Israeli military personnel have died in Gaza since the war began more than 20 months ago. Also on Tuesday, in the same area of Gaza, a soldier was seriously wounded by weapons fire. Hamas says it ambushed Israeli troops taking cover inside a residential building, targeting them with a missile and machine guns. It's not clear if these are the same incidents. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A former Cloud County Corrections officer arrested for child sex crimes. 36-year-old Brick Burke of Concordia surrendered to authorities Monday afternoon, arrested on suspicion of a dozen counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Bond set at $20,000. The suspect served as a corrections officer for the Cloud County Sheriff's Office until March of this year. Formal charges are pending.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner was part of a delegation of local and state officials attending the 55th Paris Air Show this month. Meitzner tells KNSS News a selling point for Wichita is the smaller companies that contract with the bigger plane makers.
In this region, there's 350 suppliers into the air industry, and in Kansas, it's 450. So as they say, you know, every time you're on a plane, any size of plane, private, commercial, whatever, there is a piece of that plane that was manufactured or made here in Wichita.
Pete Meitzner commenting on the Stephen 10 in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Leaders in Louisiana have filed a lawsuit against pharmaceutical chain CVS, claiming it uses customer data to push political messages.
Governor Jeff Landry claims CVS is illegally using texts sent to customers to lure them from independent competitors.
They data mine your confidential health data and use it to market and steer you to their own pharmacies.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell said many techs oppose state legislation that would change business practices and focused on specific customers.
Seniors, veterans, and people with serious health care conditions, and said that you might not be able to get your medication, or if you do, you may have to pay more.
CVS says it's within the law for them to contact customers about potential disruptions to their medications. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A stunning turn of events Tuesday in the New York City Democratic mayoral primary.
Saying tonight was not our night, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo conceded to Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani before ranked choice votes were counted, saying he deserved it and won. Mamdani vowing he will resist President Trump if elected in November.
And it's where the mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism. To stop mass ICE agents from deporting our neighbors.
Incumbent Mayor Eric Adams is running as an independent. Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa on the Republican line. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies, breezy and hot today. 92 should feel like 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity. South winds 10 to 20 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy, lower 70s tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy 91 on Thursday with afternoon and evening showers and storms. Back over to partly cloudy skies on Friday, high 92. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch $5 Select Whiskeys today. We got a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 on Wednesdays. So take advantage of that. You'll see the folks down at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano.
Now, recently, we had the Pro Softball League here in town.
We did, sure.
And, of course, there are tons of people here from out of town helping work that. And some of those folks I was talking to, and they said they were staying at the Drury downtown. They said, hey, we went out to the Monarch last night after the
– Yeah.
They said, unbelievable, the drinks we had there and the bourbons they had. So they were very impressed with the Monarch.
Well, everybody is.
So, yeah, you get those
yeah.
out-of-town clients in here.
There you go. After multiple delays, the historic private space flight Axiom Mission 4 blasted off early this morning.
docking scheduled for approximately 7 o'clock Thursday morning. The astronauts, four of them from around the world, will be spending approximately 2 weeks on board the International Space Station. This is a private astronaut mission. Axiom Space is a Texas-based company that makes it possible for foreign governments that don't have extensive space infrastructure to send their own astronauts, professional astronauts, to the ISS to conduct research.
Fox's Jonathan Seri reports from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and of course some background noise there. There was probably UFOs calling in from outer space or something, but yeah, SpaceX putting up another rocket today.
Contact George Norrie.
Yeah. We had a partly cloudy, muggy day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high 92 degrees, normal high 90. And Ted, you were saying earlier that you copied a few calls out toward the west side on some people being overcome by heat yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah, early yesterday afternoon, I heard a couple of calls for heat exposure near Central and Ridge. That's where the Raising Cane's was opening yesterday. I wonder if people were waiting outside in line and a couple of them fainted.
Well, sure hope everybody's okay after all that, yeah. On this date in 1988, extremely dangerous thunderstorms blasted through parts of southern Idaho with winds that gusted up to around 100 miles per hour. What we saw the other day here in Kansas, in this storm, 29 people were injured. That is, of course, as I said, in Idaho. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Let's see what else we got for you today. How about this? Brands. What we, you know, look at products and names of products. We call it branding now. Which ones are we interested in? Been some research done, and I thought I'd share a couple of numbers with you this morning. There's a new report out on America's most trusted brands, and it weighed the reputations of thousands of brands, including restaurants, groceries, households, products, services, and entertainment. For Gen Z, I'm picking out two generations, Gen Z born 1997 to 2013. Basically, these are my grandchildren. Okay. The most trusted brand is YouTube, followed by Band-Aid, Dawn dish soap after that, and then Costco and Google. So a couple of them there. They've been around a while. Others that rank highly include Nike, Ben & Jerry's, Gatorade, Nintendo, Netflix, PlayStation, and Spotify. All makes sense.
A lot of that's just media.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at the boomers and what the most trusted brands for us baby boomers.
This will be a little different.
Kleenex.
Yep.
Followed by Dawn dish soap.
Boy, that made both lists.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Dawn, apparently.
Apparently.
And I know right now in our kitchen sink, Dawn is there. Apparently, they've positioned themselves
apparently
as the dishwasher, dish soap.
Gosh.
Yeah. And they've done a good job of it, that's
for
sure.
Well, I was going to say, name another dishwasher brand. I know. I'm like,
ooh, okay.
I'm not sure I can do that.
UPS is one of our most trusted brands. Tylenol, which is acetaminophen. It's not.
Yeah, all
Tylenol's
those,
a brand.
All those have their own little
name.
And
other makers will have different names for them, but different brands. How about Band-Aid? Yeah.
And Band-Aid made
that
both
made
lists.
Both lists.
But once again, name another brand besides a Band-Aid.
That has little, bandages. Others that ranked highly for the baby boomers include Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Colgate, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Bounty, and Hefty.
There's another one, Cream Cheese. Name another brand.
Well, they've been successful, obviously, at branding.
Kraft did that one good. Yep.
7:38, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Another brand, of course, is Steve and Ted in
How about
the morning.
Steve and Ted, our branding.
Oh, we've got that. It's just, you know, it's seared into people's minds and their memories.
Well, you're talking about branding. You know, you go to buy. If you go buy a named cola, or if you know, it's twice as much as the whatever the store brand is.
Yeah.
It's like, I can get a six-pack of brand cola for $6, or I can get $2.50 for the store brand. I was like, well,
but you take the
when the cost is twice as much, it doesn't take much to get you off that brand.
You ever did this? You ever took let's say, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and RC, which I used to drink RC when in Royal
Crown. I love RC.
And then compare them. You're blindfolded and tell me which one's which. I bet a lot of people couldn't. I'm not sure I could tell you which one's it. It tastes that much alike. Now, you got Mr. Pibb, which tastes like Dr. Pepper to me. But that's your favorite is Mr. Pibb.
But I'm going, yeah, it's better than Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, better, of course. That's why you're drinking it. All right, this is the day 149 years ago that a guy named George Armstrong Custer made a big mistake. He did something that is not supposed to be done by generals. He divided his force in the face of an unknown enemy. He didn't know how many Indians there were at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. He found out in a hurry. And I read about Custer for several years, and I've done a lot of reading about the Little Bighorn and his career. Fascinating character. Had to go up there several years ago. It was on a Labor Day weekend, I think 2002. Shelley and I, the kids were gone, and we had nothing to do. Hey, let's take a road trip and go up to the battlefield because I'd always wanted to go there. So we did. Took a couple days off, went up there, and I loved it. A fascinating, fascinating thing. We had 260 of his command were killed on that hillside up there. 60 to 100 warriors also died because the U.S., the soldiers were fighting back. He lost two of his brothers. Custer died, of course. Two of his brothers were killed at the battle.
Ooh.
A nephew was killed, and his brother-in-law was killed. And of course, on the American Indian side, the two big names, of course, were Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. Sitting Bull was a huge leader of the tribes, and Crazy Horse was a young warrior he was crazy. But it's a great place. If you're into history and you haven't been there, it's up in the southern part of Montana. It's a good road trip. But I'm going to go back. I've been talking to my daughter, and she and I think we're going to get together and go up there again. So that was a trip where we also went over to see the Mount Rushmore. We didn't go to Yellowstone that time. But, yeah, you can make that trip up there, and it's a great time. All right, Steve.
And 150 years later, it still reverberates. Last week in downtown Wichita, I saw a car with a bumper sticker that said Custer had it coming.
Yeah.
149 years ago.
Well, he was a guy that, you know, there was a Medal of Honor recipient at that battle that had won two Medal of, you know who it was? It was Custer's brother. It wasn't him. So he had a brother there that was a recipient of the Medal of Honor, and he made his, you know, he was at Gettysburg, Custer mounted a great charge.
Yeah, he always charmed career in the Army throughout the Civil War.
And at that point, they're talking about maybe he's going to be a candidate for president.
Very charismatic.
And then after he died, of course, his wife became very active in promoting and protecting his legacy. So by the time you got to the movie, They Die With Their Boots On, with Errol Flynn, it wasn't anything. That reputation was solid. All right. Big battle, the Battle of the Little Bighorn. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Thanks, Ted, for helping me out with our history lesson today. Coming up, an update on the door plug panel. It's the Wichita Business Journal update with Mr. Kirk Seminoff. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 now. On this Wednesday morning, three big things. Wichita City Council looks at next year's proposed budget. Talks of possible drop in tax mill levy.
Two.
A man shot by Wichita police makes his first court appearance. He faces several charges.
One.
Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding after President Trump scolds both sides. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Well, the traffic volume's heavy enough that it's really starting to slow things down. This is on the ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Very narrow ramp right there, and that's really slowing down as the traffic is pretty heavy in that area at this time. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 92 degrees. That was yesterday's high in Wichita, 92. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. Thursday, sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 93 degrees. Now a few clouds, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Google demos its AI built to operate a humanoid robot.
Fox on set.
What happens when AI gets a body? We're not ready for human-looking androids just yet, but Google DeepMind now has an artificial intelligence designed to run on a robot. Not simply run a robot, but be installed to the robot. It's called Gemini Robotics on Device, and it can control a robot's movement in order to perform automated and autonomous tasks. Google's demo showed a humanoid robot by the Apollo company folding clothing and unzipping bags. And when installed on a type of two-arm device from Franka Robotics, it was able to handle objects and tackle tasks it had previously not been trained to do, like assembling things. Google says having the AI installed directly to the robot, as opposed to having it communicate with the robot, decreased the lag time between commands and execution, speeding up the machine's learning and task completion, all from instructions given in natural language. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A positive close on Wall Street Tuesday, with the Dow closing up more than 500 points.
Stocks rallying on hopes that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran will lay the groundwork for a more permanent end to tensions in the Middle East. Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave testimony to Congress on Capitol Hill and said that the central bank could cut rates sooner rather than later, but at the same time, it can afford to wait to see the impact of tariff-fueled inflation. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with tech and financials leading the charge, while energy lagged as oil prices continued to decline. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Chevron, Apple, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 507 points, the Nasdaq higher by 282, S&P 500 up 67. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Time to get an update on the door plug panel. Wichita Business Journal editor, Kirk Sebanoff this morning. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Wichita Spirit AeroSystems, while playing a big part in the door plug panel that came off the Boeing 737 MAX in midair 18 months ago, was absolved of direct blame Tuesday by the National Transportation Safety Board. NTSB members at the meeting in Washington voted unanimously to direct the blame at the Boeing company, which was responsible for reattaching the four bolts of the panel to the aircraft. Boeing failed to provide proper training and oversight for workers, the NTSB said. And the board also placed a good amount of blame on the FAA for failing to enforce regulatory compliance at Boeing. A Wichita construction company that's been in charge of projects for years at the Dole Veterans Administration Hospital in East Wichita has secured two more large contracts for work there. Floyd Construction is a service-disabled, veteran-owned company that won bids for two renovation and expansion projects totaling $44 million. The company already is in the midst of a $18.8 million project for new dental clinics and police offices at the VA. And the new projects will expand and renovate the community living center for veterans by adding 30 patient rooms. The medical center's CEO tells the Business Journal the modernization will ensure veterans have a comfortable, dignified, and supportive environment that honors their service and meets their unique needs. And Learning Lab Wichita grappled with innovative education in its first year. Now it will be part of Educating Grapplers. The alternative education model located in Union Station has announced that one of its three new cohorts for the next academic year will be Wichita Training Center, a local wrestling club. Young wrestlers will wrestle in the morning, study in the afternoon, then wrestle some more in the evening. Other new cohorts will focus on utilizing art to teach subjects such as math and history, and focusing on religion and holidays throughout the world without advocating any one belief. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, the story on the door plug panel, they have an agency called the FAA that's supposed to inspect those things, right?
The NTSB chair, Jennifer Homendy, was really harsh on the FAA yesterday, saying, you know, where were they during all this?
Yeah, that's their only job, to make sure you're final. Okay, so. Yeah. Somebody, of course, somebody at the flight line didn't do what they were supposed to do. But mm-hmm. you got people like the FAA, they're supposed to catch those things, right?
That's right. Yeah. And apparently they said that this plane had made 154, they call them flight cycles. I'm assuming that means flights, before the door panel had come off. So it was waiting to happen.
Oh, you mean with the bolts out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, the thing is, it's frightening because you're up there 30,000 feet. The door blows open and, you know, I can see myself just being sucked right out the door there.
That's an argument scary. For seat belts.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Stay in your seat and stay belted. Okay. Today is, Fix Your Windows and Doors Day. I know you celebrate this with a cake or something at your place. And it's a day dedicated to doing home maintenance. This home maintenance task that might otherwise go neglected. Keeping your doors and windows in good condition adds to the value of your home, you know. And so you need to wash them now and then and make sure those screens are replaced properly. Now, the windows in my home, my mansion in the Riverside area, it's an 80-year-old home, and over the years, the windows had been painted shut, which was somewhat worrisome to my wife and I. In case there happened to be a fire or something, how could we get out? Well, we solved the problem. Go ahead and mention one of our advertisers, Allstate's Home Improvement, Chris Keeter, just put new windows in there for me. He didn't do it free, but, you know, it certainly solves the problem. And we love them. Oh, my gosh. We love the new windows. So it is time to fix your windows and doors today. So I'm sure you'll get right on that this afternoon, Kirk, especially with this great weather we've had. It's good for being outside and doing things like that around the house.
Maybe I'll do some cleaning today.
That's a good idea. All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up the 8 o'clock hour, and we invite you to be with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on the Israel and Iran ceasefire that appears to be holding. Ted will have sports in the 8 o'clock hour, right, Ted?
Yes, a well-known former member of the Kansas City Royals has retired. So we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment, use the blur. We look forward to that every day.
Super stuff. Got some great audio coming your way. I'm looking forward to it. And the blur, that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.